CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news. Brought to you by Roberts Farm Equipment. Cub Cadet snowblowers are in stock. If you need a tune-up, we service all makes and models. Visit Roberts Farm Equipment today.
Western University's Skulik School of Medicine and Dentistry is holding its annual summer camps in the area in an effort to bring healthcare workers back to rural and remote areas. Dr. Victor Ang, Assistant Dean of Distributed Education, says the goal with the Discovery Healthcare Camps is to create a wholesome learning environment.
Certainly, it's not meant for them to become a nurse or become a doctor in that week, of course, but really to provide them that experience, that immersion of what it's like to work as a nurse or work as a physician or work as a dentist, and also be able to see themselves through that lens and potentially see themselves 5 or 10 years down the road becoming that healthcare professional and then ultimately coming back to their community to help.
Ang says there is evidence that students want to go back to their home communities upon graduation. Students going into grades 9 to 12 this September are eligible. Midwestern Ontario dates for the camps include Goderich in partnership with Gateway Center for Excellence in Rural Health from July 8th to 12th. Owen Sound in partnership with Bright Shores Health System July 15th and 16th. And Stratford in partnership with Huron Perth Healthcare Alliance July 15th through 19th. Huron County approved its 2024 budget this morning, which includes a 5.54% levy increase for ratepayers. There were no changes to the budget after council recommended that rate to staff in mid-February. The treasurer noted that staffing pressures at care homes and EMS were some of the reasons for the additional $2.775 million in tax revenue. The result is a $170 million budget, which council says addresses its strategic priorities, including supportive and affordable housing, infrastructure improvements, and asset management. The budget includes over $110 million in operating expenses and nearly $60 million in capital expenditures. A new nonprofit group called the Canadian COVID Society launched today. The National Society aims to lead the fight against COVID-19 by advocating for people suffering from long COVID and raising awareness about preventing ongoing infections. The founders are two ER doctors, an engineer, a physicist, and a governance expert. Co-founder Dr. Joe Vipond says COVID-19 continues to be a serious health issue. Vipond says there's still a lot of work to do in preventing infections in schools, hospitals, and other public spaces. The society also says 2.1 million people are affected by long COVID and many are feeling left behind. The widow of former Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, who died in an Arctic prison 3 weeks ago, called on his supporters today to join a protest of this month's presidential election that Navalny devised shortly before his still unexplained death. Yulia Navalnaya asked Russians opposed to President Vladimir Putin to get in line at voting stations on March 17th, the last and main day of voting. Putin is certain to win a fifth term in office, potentially extending his rule to 2030 in the election that includes only token opponents.
Ilya Samsonov was the first goalie off the ice at Leafs morning skate. He's expected to start tonight at home against the Sabres for the first of back-to-back games for Toronto. Listen live on AM920 CKNX. Puck drop at 7. Couple deals happening in the NHL as trade deadline day approaches. Senators have traded Vladimir Tarasenko to the Panthers, while the Oilers acquired Adam Henrique and Sam Carrick from the Ducks. NHL trade deadline is on Friday. PJHL playoffs. Hanover looking to finish off Goderich. The Barons are up 3-0 and at home for game 4 at 7:30. Fergus also looking to sweep Wakkerinen at 8, while the Wingham Ironmen host the Kincardine Bulldogs for game 4 at 8:30, with Kincardine leading 2-1. Listowel's Corey Connors and the rest of the PGA field have arrived in Orlando, Florida for the Arnold Palmer Classic. Connors tees off tomorrow at 11:25 in a pairing with Eric Cole. Rory McIlroy tees off at 1:20. And at the Brier, Canada rink of Brad Gushue with a big win this morning over Prince Edward Island. The Howard rink from Ontario currently on sheet B, tied against Manitoba in draw 14. For CKNX Sports, I'm Adam Bell.
Tonight, mainly cloudy skies, a low dropping to minus 2. Tomorrow, sunshine, a high up to 11. Tomorrow night, increasing cloudiness, a low of plus 2. On Friday, cloudy skies, a high of 10.
Subscribe to CKNX News wherever you get your podcast and read the latest stories on CKNXNewsToday.ca.